The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Janelle Tucker with KMCH Manchester and Ronald Schlechta with the Kelowna News. Janelle, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Hello, Senator. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. There's been quite a few picks and appointments announced this past week by President-elect Trump for his cabinet, White House staff. I was just wondering if you had any strong opinions either way on any of the picks that he's made at this point.
Well, overall, I think the president's made some good appointments. There's some that you're reading about in the press that there's questions about them. But I look at the process here to take care of those questions that are being raised about some of them. First of all, you got to start with the Constitution for both the Senate and the president. The president has the congressional power to submit names. We have the responsibility of confirmation, which means that as we hope the president vets these people well, we also expect Congress to vet them well. So then you wait. I usually wait until after that process is played out, at least till it gets out of committee, to say whether I'm going to vote for or against them. Ronald.
In the news yesterday, it was announced that Biden had approved firing U.S. rockets into Russia. Is that kind of create a greater danger of a World War III?
Now, you're talking about Ukraine getting the permission of President Biden to shoot rockets in.
Yeah.
It should not lead us to a World War III. It should just simply say to Putin, your days of having a safe haven that you can hide behind as you invade another country that you had no business invading, those days of having a safe haven are over, so you better watch out. I think it just levels the playing field that should have probably been leveled months or at least a year ago, given Ukraine the permission to do that. Janelle.
Just wondering if you expect any kind of breakthrough to come in before the end of the year on the farm bill.
Well, you might think so, and I don't know this is why you ask your question, but Senator Stabenow, the chairman of the committee, chairwoman of the committee on agriculture, released a text of her bill today, and I don't know what the motive is, because it seems to me, unless it got put into a omnibus appropriation bill at the end of the year, and we don't even know whether we're going to have an omnibus appropriation bill, that there's no chance of getting it passed. And I kind of resent the fact that there's 22, 23 of us other on the committee that we ought to have a voice in it, and we didn't have a voice in this bill. So I don't think it can be considered in this week that we have left before Thanksgiving, and the 3 weeks we have before Christmas, that there's going to be time to do this. And so I think now that we know we're going to have a Republican Congress starting January 3rd, I think Republicans this year are going to want to put this over into next year. Now, it's a sad commentary that the chairwoman had 2 years to put out a farm bill and hasn't done it. And farmers are entitled to a 5-year farm bill, the certainty that comes from it. So in the meantime, we're going to have a 1-year extension of the existing farm bill. Ronald.
There's been talk of not eliminating the income tax on Social Security. Is that a possibility?
Well, I probably shouldn't answer your question, but I'm going to. It's more of a process answer than it is an answer to the substance of your issue. I think that it's if we're going to change anything in Social Security, It's going to have to be when Republicans and Democrats in the Congress sit down with whoever's president, because this is a hot political issue, that that you do anything on Social Security. And even though I have voted against taxing Social Security twice since I've been in the Congress, well, maybe I better not say twice. Maybe the first time when it was 40%, maybe I could have voted for that if it was part of the Reagan Tip O'Neill compromise in 1983. I could have voted for it. It's a long time ago for me to remember. But if it was a part of that, I did vote for it because I voted for that compromise. But in 92, when it was increased to 85%, I not only voted against that, I voted, I debated on the subject. So I don't think that we should be taxing Social Security, but it is taxed. And if we were to change it without looking at the entire Social Security plan for the next 75 years, we would be making the situation worse, better than better right now. So I partly answered it on a substance, but not definitively, because I don't want to give a definitive answer on that. But I did tell you if it's going to be done, how it should be done. Janelle?
Kind of a lighter question here. I saw on your Facebook page last week that you were inviting Iowans who were interested in attending the inauguration in January to submit a request. Just wondering, are there quite a few Iowans that submit those requests? Do you know about how many Iowans end up attending the inauguration?
Oh, way, way more than we'll ever get tickets for. We don't even know how many tickets we're going to get, but we know how many we had in 2020, about 400, and I'll bet we've had three times that number of people that have requested already. In fact, I think today, or maybe over the weekend, we're shutting down the request. They are closed now. My office will accommodate as many as possible. I will probably, to be fair, we'll use a lottery system. Ronald, you got the last question.
Okay, what can be done on from our end on resolving the conflict in Israel?
Well, I suppose I would have given this answer to you on October the 8th of 2023 when they were invaded by the Hamas and 1,200 Israelis were killed. I think the United States has no business telling Israel how to fight its war, just like we don't have any, we wouldn't want anybody to tell us how to fight our war if Mexico invaded the United States or any other country. And I think that it's a situation where we consider Israel a friend. We consider them a necessary friend, because they're a democracy in an area where only autocrats rule. They're also a friend of ours, so we've got a great economic interest, particularly with oil there in the Middle East. And we need a friend there that we can count on to help us if we need to defend our economic interests. So I want to be supportive of Israel. But I think the present administration has been done just the opposite. They've tended to tell Netanyahu how he should fight the war, what he should do. And I just think it's they made the situation worse, better than better. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Have a good day, Senator.
Thanks, Janelle and Ronald, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.